Carstairs, council members were expected to vote this week on the creation of a new policies and priorities committee that, if approved, would provide advice to council on such things as financial planning, infrastructure development, and land use development. Falling under the overarching Town of Carstairs governance policy, the committee would replace four existing committees, says Chief Administrative Officer Rick Blair. They, councillors, will vote on approval of the changes to reflect the new committee, he said. The body of the rest of the governance policy will remain the same. A standing committee of council, the new committee would provide council members with an opportunity to seek clarification on matters relating to council business. By strategically reviewing governance, the committee would provide recommendations or advice to council in regards to external advocacy, communication, relationship building, along with financial planning, audits, investments, capital expenditures, land development, facility development, infrastructure management, and fleet management. As well, the committee would review compliance of current policies and agreements, and monitor and review family and community support services. The committee would be made up of all council members and the SAO. On behalf of the committee, the SAO could invite internal or external persons to attend meetings, in a non-voting capacity, to provide advice and assistance where necessary. Functions of the committee would include conducting reviews of institutional priorities and SAO goals, review service levels for emergency services, ensure compliance with government legislation, review RCMP and fire department reports. It would also facilitate advocacy meetings with MLAs, MPs, school board trustees, county councillors, and the Carstairs Community Development Economic Partnership, and monitor and review family and community support services. The committee would meet monthly, with meeting minute records and distributed in draft form to all committee members within 1 week of the meeting.